Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
It's been a noisy election season. You might be looking for some peace and quiet, a place to get away for a few zen moments amid all of the news swirling around Election Day. Well, you're in luck. This week, we're revisiting an episode from Nick Della Canal about the quietest place in Mecklenburg County. That's coming up just ahead on FAQ City.
Hey guys, it's Nick Della Canal. Today's question comes to us from listener Katrina Lee. She wrote in asking, what is the quietest place in Mecklenburg County? And she adds, it has to be outdoors. A quiet room or building doesn't count. Well, full disclosure, I don't know exactly why Katrina sent in this question. We didn't hear back from her after she wrote in. But if I were to wager a guess, I'd reckon it's more than just general curiosity about quiet spaces around our county. Maybe, like a lot of people, Katrina is feeling a little bummed out by all the relentless noise that surrounds us in our urban setting. Because think about it, a normal day in Mecklenburg County means getting hit with the sound of sirens and leaf blowers and airplanes droning overhead. There's garbage trucks and motorcycles, jackhammers blasting into the pavement. All this commotion is more than just a mild annoyance. After a while, it can take a physical toll on us. Studies have shown prolonged exposure to noise pollution can cause an increased risk of heart disease, hearing loss, poor sleep, and worsened mental health. It can also affect wildlife, repelling songbirds and making it hard for some species to catch prey. One article in the Washington Post even went so far as to describe noise pollution as the new secondhand smoke, and argued it could take decades to show the true impact of all the noise around us. So, what can we do? Some people recommend leaving the city and finding a place that just sounds like nature. And maybe that's the kind of place Katrina's looking for. Well, I'll be upfront. It would be just about impossible for us to pinpoint the absolute quietest place in Mecklenburg County. There's just too much ground to cover, and sound levels can vary greatly depending on the time and the day. But we can still do our best to try to find a spot that might be a good contender. Someplace that's not too crowded, doesn't have much, if any, noise pollution, and someplace open to the public. Anything on private property, including golf courses and graveyards, is going to be off limits for us. My first step was to pull up the National Transportation Noise Map. It's put together by the federal government, and it's just like a heat map, but for noise. Granted, it only tracks sound coming from planes and highways, but it's a good place to start. Right away, the map shows the entire western half of Mecklenburg County is under a fiery orange color. That represents all the airplanes taking off and landing at the Charlotte Airport. So that half of the county, including all the areas around the Catawba River up to Huntersville, are going to have lots of noisy planes overhead. That left me searching in areas to the south, the east, and the very tip of the county, scouting around for parks and nature preserves that weren't too close to major highways or busy thoroughfares, which are the other big source of noise pollution. I went out to visit some of these sites in person, and turns out the city noise is really hard to escape, even in areas that look like they'd be quiet on paper. I stopped at the Sherman Branch mountain biking trails in eastern Mecklenburg. I only ventured a little ways into the woods, but the sound of traffic from Rocky River Road was still prevalent on my recording. I also stopped in the Reedy Creek Nature Preserve, where the cars and trucks barreling down 485 and W.T. Harris Boulevard could still be heard in the distance, as well as some distant flights from the Concord Regional Airport a few miles north. I thought the Davidson Nature Preserve on Lake Norman could hold promise, but the rumble of I-77 was too close, not to mention the kids across the lake yelling for their mom. WFAE's sound engineer later told me bodies of water actually amplify sound, so Lake Norman, as crowded as it is, might not be as quiet as you'd hope. Of all the places I visited, none seemed completely devoid of urban noise. Although, there was one spot that stood out as quieter than the rest. It was actually clear from the moment I stepped out of my car that it would be the perfect place for someone trying to get away from the hustle bustle and enjoy some peace and quiet. Well, we have to take a short break here, but when we come back, we'll make our visit. Stay with us. That's ahead in a moment.
Hey, Claire here. Today's podcast was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you to the listeners who have been submitting their questions on wfae.org/FAQCity. And thank you to the listeners who made a contribution to WFAE to support breaking news and in-depth reporting. If you learned something from today's episode and want to support it, share the link on social media or give this podcast a rating and review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support the podcast even further, become a member of WFAE with a donation of any amount. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org, and thanks.
We're back, and before the break, we were just about to pay a visit to this place a couple of people recommended I check out. It's Fisher Farm, a few miles east of downtown Davidson. It's a 200-acre patch of land with rolling hills and trees and picnic tables, and it's practically silent, like cotton balls in your ears, silent. There are no planes from the Charlotte or the Concord airports flying overhead. You have to drive down a gravel road to get there, and there's only the faintest hint of traffic from some road way out in the distance. Also, it's not too crowded. When I paid a visit on a weekday afternoon, I found only one other person, resident Lynn Foley, and her basset hound.
Toby.
He was interested in my microphone. She says she likes to come here because of the peace and quiet.
I'm always looking for a place that's less crowded. I just am more comfortable and happier in the woods, so I'm always looking for a wooded spot just to be.
The park has been around for coming up on 15 years now, and the people who know about it prize it for its natural, quiet state.
Can't find places like this anywhere in a metropolitan county like Mecklenburg. Can't even find it in a town like Davidson.
That's Randy Kincaid, a former mayor of Davidson who helped establish the park. He met me there a few days after my first visit, and he says the land used to be owned by two brothers who ran a farm here.
The brothers' names were Baxter and John Fisher, and they were pretty remarkable guys. They both fought in World War II in the Pacific and came home. Baxter went to work for AT&T and then went to work for the town as a public works director. And John went to work for the post office and became the postmaster of Davidson.
The civic-minded brothers sold their farm to the county in 2006, and the county purchased an additional plot of land a few years later, which became the adjacent Abersham Park. Kincaid remembers when the town began planning how to turn the farm into a public place. Some people wanted to put in a soccer field, but Kincaid, who was mayor at the time, didn't want that.
So it's just going to be a passive park. It's going to be set aside for nature and people who want to ride bikes.
So today there's some paved greenways for walking or biking and a series of mountain biking trails winding through the woods. Beyond that, there's only rolling fields and a bubbling brook.
I had a good friend and he and I would come out here every couple of weeks and just walk. And a lot of time we were walking in silence. There's something about this place that encourages that.
And yet, even in the relative stillness of Fisher Farm, there's still some man-made noise creeping in. While we were talking, we heard a plane out in the periphery. Kincaid told me it's a private plane. You can tell from the sound. Seems what might be the quietest area in the county still isn't completely free from noise. That's the reality we live in. Even the quietest place in the entire contiguous United States, said to be Washington's Olympic National Park, even that place is interrupted every half hour by a distant plane or low-passing jet. And as the human population grows and natural wilderness shrinks, finding truly quiet places is going to get harder and harder, Kincaid says.
There's just no way to avoid it. That is, for a growing, developing county like ours, to preserve a space like this is going to be more and more difficult and more expensive.
But that's why it's important for us to take the time now to identify and preserve these spaces that are still mostly untouched by the din. Because When the city racket gets too loud, we'll need a place to escape and reconnect with the soothing sound of nature.
Thanks to Nick Della Canal for that great episode. And thank you to Katrina for submitting that question. To hear more FAQ City stories, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also check out our archives at wfae.org/FAQ City. If you have a question about Charlotte or the surrounding area that you're curious about, write to us through the submission box at wfae.org/FAQ City. We read all of the questions that come in, and we could look into yours on an upcoming episode. Until then, stay safe and take care. I'm Claire Donnelly.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.